All right, we'll move along to California Coach Konzo Martin. Coach is on the line, and we'll go ahead and take questions.
To ask Coach a question, please press star 1. Your first question comes from the line of Bud Withers, Seattle Times.
Konzo, you've been around NCAA tournament teams many times. I just wondered, do you feel the team you've got now is capable of being in that ballpark as well?
Oh, without a doubt. I think if we just stay healthy, continue to get better, continue to strengthen our bench, continue to gain confidence, I think we do have the necessary tools to do it. But we got to stay healthy. We got to continue to grow.
And Jabari Bird's status, where is that at right now?
Well, we went to the doctor yesterday, and then we'll find out today where he is and just kind of go from there. But hopefully it's good news. We'll find out today here shortly.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Your next question comes from the line of Ryan Gorsey, Scout.
Hey, Coach. Sorry I couldn't be up there today. But the offense, I think maybe over the past, it seems at least to me, the past 5 games has not been as aggressive as I know you have kind of harped on them for being. Can you put your finger on what's been off with them?
Well, I think one of the things is to be aggressive. I think that's the first thing, to be aggressive, to be assertive, to be in attack mode. But also, you know, the other part is other teams, they scout you. They try to take certain things away, like, for example, try to make it hard on Tyrone, try to make Jordan Matthews' catches tougher, try to make it hard on David Kravitz. So that happens. But for us, we expect that. But that's the thing I always go back to. You got to defend, you got to rebound, you got to play hard. But you also got to be ready to take shots when they present themselves and shoot with confidence.
What do you think's been affecting the team's confidence shooting? I mean, you kind of said something about that the other night, that some of the guys just haven't been confident. You saw David down low kind of pass off a few shots. What do you think's been lacking there confidence-wise?
Well, I think in David's case, I think he's been that way all season. I think last game he's more aggressive in scoring the ball. He has great moves and great skills around the rim, and he's a good catch-and-shoot big guy. So it's just a matter of him shooting the ball. I don't think he lacks confidence, just being aggressive and looking for his offense, because as I've been around, he's not a guy that demands the ball every time down, even though I'm trying to force feed him the ball. And I just think for the other guys, just stepping up into a different role, because, you know, when you lose a guy like Jabbar, we did a good job, you know, defending, rebounding, keeping ourselves in games, but in a lot of ways, we weren't flowing like I thought we could, because you lose a major piece to what you're trying to do offensively, you run certain plays for him, but there's also another presence on the floor that makes shots and is a threat. Now you put other guys on the road who's been used to playing, you know, 10, 12, 15 minutes. Now they're playing 25, 30-plus minutes. Well, you have to get used to that, and you have to get used to, you know, being that guy where the team is kind of flowing through you. Now you got to be confident, be aggressive, looking for your offense as well. And it comes with time, because I see it in practice now, just a matter of carrying over in the game.
Thanks, Coach.
You're welcome.
Your next question comes in the line of Percy Allen, Seattle Times.
Coach, hi. How you doing? Good. Hey, as you take a look at Friday's Pac-12 opener, just the things that concern you about Washington or what?
And I couldn't hardly hear you, but did you ask me what impresses me about Washington?
Yes, the things that concern you about Washington.
Oh, concerns me all with athleticism, skill, bodies, toughness, Coach Romar's ability to coach and put his team in a position to be successful. And then they have one, in my opinion, one of the best point guards in the country as far as his ability to rebound, to score the ball, facilitate the offense, and a demanding presence on the floor. So there's a lot of things. I mean, that's why they're one of the best teams in the country. They present many different challenges on both sides of the ball.
Do you get any sort of nerves like yourself of like just playing your first Pac-12 game, or is it just old hat for you?
Well, it's never old, because it's always new. It's a different team. It presents something different. Again, a very talented team, a team that has size, athleticism, and skilled players, and they play well on both ends of the floor. So, obviously, that's a problem within itself. And I think for us, it's just – well, for me as a coach, it's just going through it. I don't think you can learn about a coach and his style and his personnel until you go through it. So, for me, it's one game at a time, and I'm looking forward to it.
You have any sort of pressures of the conference right now, just after the first –
Did you ask me something about the cops? I couldn't hear you.
Yes. Do you have any sort of overall impression of the conference?
Oh, it's a great league. I mean, I've always been a guy that enjoys basketball, been a fan of the game, but it's a great league, great skill level, great talent, great coaching. You don't get six teams in the NCAA tournament by luck, and you can see the talent level when it comes to the players and the coaching.
All right, Coach. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any further questions for Coach? Last chance. All right, hearing none, that'll do it. Conzo, thanks for your time today. Good luck this week, and have a happy new year.
Thank you. Happy new year to you guys.
All right, we'll see you.